Those of you who came on a whistle-stop tour of Mark's Gospel with me before Christmas at the house group will know that Mark stresses again and again about the authority of Jesus. But what do we mean about Jesus' authority? And why was it so different to the scribes and the religious authorities? I wonder, what image comes into your mind when you hear the word authority? Is it a good thing, or is it not a good thing? Being a person who prefers the oval ball to a spherical ball, even though I go nervously at this time of year, I always used to get fed up of seeing the way players behave towards the referee in football matches. Now I'm afraid to say that the back chat in the street, of course, seems to be creeping into rugby as well. Very different in my day. Perhaps it comes from a systematic problem of people being wary of authority, or perhaps I'm reading too much into that. But authority isn't always appreciated in the 21st century. Sometimes, quite frankly, we can be suspicious of authority, authorities, and authoritarians. The news and dramas and podcasts about the post office scandal all point to how ordinary people can become victims of unjust authority. But we still, many times, ask on occasions, particularly when things go wrong, who is in control here? Who has authority here? And that is the same question being asked in our gospel reading today, when the people in the synagogue in Capernaum ask themselves to Jesus, where does he get this authority from? Because he taught them, we're told, he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Why did people sense the authority in Jesus, this special authority? And what was so compelling about it? He didn't have a whistle or a red or yellow card to bring order to the situation. He wasn't at this point a public figure, because we're here right at the beginning of his ministry, and people didn't know who he was. But here, Jesus assumes and oozes authority through his teaching and through his healing. He speaks, and he does. And he does these not as the scribes do. Which is strange, because in that society, authority is precisely what the scribes had, or at least what they thought they had. They could claim the authority of written words passed down through many generations. They had the authority of tradition, the prestige of religious leadership, the authority of clerical position and power. But somehow, Jesus thought with an authority that surpassed all those claims. He was more compelling, more authentic to those who heard him. And they thought, what sort of authority is that? But then, suddenly, they were interrupted. What we witness next is that Jesus himself is the very embodiment of his teaching when he heals the person who comes to him in distress. The authority is not in particular speeches, but in his particular way of doing things. It is in his life, every part of it. Jesus lived as one who had authority, an authority radically different from that of tradition, different from what had been expected. To understand his authority, we must not only listen, we must also look at events and happenings too. And what this incident shows us is that the authority of Jesus moves us towards inclusion rather than exclusion. Jesus' authority is values, and he values people over rules or traditions. For Jesus, it is love overcoming law. Because authority without care, authority without understanding, authority without love can quickly turn to tyranny. Yesterday, as many of you probably know, was Holocaust Memorial Day. It takes place on the 27th of January each year, as this was the day when the largest Nazi concentration camp, Auschwitz, was liberated in 1945. We remember the millions of people who have been murdered or whose lives have been changed beyond recognition during the Holocaust and subsequent genocides. Awful events that are the very epitome of unquestioned authority and false authority assumed without care and love for others. An authority to be feared. An authority of absolutes. Some people, I know, long for absolutes and a simple monochrome view of the world, of black and white, a world of rules and whistles and red and yellow cards. They wrongly see this as a strength. But Jesus' authority was marked by admitting there are sometimes some things we do not know, that only God knows. Jesus comes to us with his love in our mixture of black and white, because Jesus stands with us. Jesus stands with me in the grey, in the mix, promising to be present with us as we struggle together for faithful answers in this time of human history. If we can acknowledge that our human understanding is not the same as God's, we may come to believe that the Spirit which dwelt with Jesus will lead us into the truth too, remembering that true Christian authority is always bound together by love rather than held up by continuous rules and laws. Christian authority comes with understanding and the open hand of friendship to all people in our words